Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. I am Astraea, the Star Maiden. Once I walked the earth, in the time when men were pure, and virtue filled the air, like the scent of flowers at dawn. I dwelt among them, holding the scales of justice, not heavy with the weight of punishment, but light with the promise of fairness. I was the voice of reason, the hand that reached out to correct the wrongs, the eyes that saw beyond the surface to the truth that lies beneath. But as time wore on, the hearts of men darkened, their hands became stained with greed, their words twisted with lies. And so I ascended to the heavens, leaving behind a world that had lost its way. You ask, why did you leave us? And I say, I did not leave. I merely took my place among the stars, for the heavens are my true home. I am the constellation Virgo, shining brightly, a beacon for those who still seek truth, a symbol of purity in a world that has forgotten how to be pure. But do not think that I have abandoned you. I watch still in the quiet moments when the world is too noisy to hear the heart's true call. I watch in the eyes of those who seek justice, who stand for what is right, even when the weight of the world bears down upon them. I see the humble soul who acts with integrity, the leader who seeks not power, but the welfare of those they lead. I see the innocent whose hearts are still untouched by the corruption of the age. And to them I say, I am with you. I guide your steps. I steady your hand when you wield the sword of justice. I breathe life into your words when you speak of fairness. I illuminate the path of righteousness, even when the world around you seems lost. But I also warn you, beware of the temptation to yield to the darkness. The scales of justice are delicate, easily tipped by greed and fear. Do not let your heart be swayed by those who speak only of power, for the true power lies not in domination, but in balance. Remember, you are not alone. Even in the darkest of nights, when the stars seem distant, look to me, and I will shine for you. I will be the steady light that guides you back to what is right, even if you have lost your way. For I am Astraea, and I am always watching, always waiting for the moment when justice will return and purity will reign once more. Nemesis and Eido stood at the edge of a crumbling age, cloaked in sorrow and shadow. The earth groaned beneath the weight of its own corruption. Kindness was a ghost, justice exiled, virtue mocked, and truth drowned beneath a tide of lies. The Iron Age had arrived, savage and unapologetic. Mortals, once cradled by the Golden Age, now clawed at one another in blind hunger, drunk on greed, feral with betrayal. Blood and deceit darkened the soil, and the cries of the innocent vanished in the roar of power and pride. Nemesis, her eyes like storm-forged steel, turned to Astraea. "The world has cast off our gifts," she said. "No scales, no reckoning. Only chaos. We must go." Eidos, pale with grief, whispered beside her, "Shame has no home here. They laugh in the face of conscience. Even I am unwelcome." But Astraea stood still, her gaze searching the horizon as if one last flicker of justice might yet remain. "You must leave with us," Nemesis urged, her voice edged with finality. "The Golden Age is not sleeping. It's dead. And if you linger here, you will die with it." Astraea is a Greek goddess associated with justice, innocence, purity, and the stars. Her name means Star Maiden, and she is considered the nurse of the universe. She's often considered a daughter of Zeus and Themis, or in some versions, of Eos, the goddess of dawn, and Astraeus, a second-generation Titan and the god of dusk. She is closely connected to the concept of divine justice, which is known as Dike. Dike is also considered a separate goddess and sometimes seen as one of the Horai, or the hours of the seasons. And these are goddesses who govern the natural and moral order. In mythology, she walks amongst humans, reporting their injustices to Zeus and withdrawing when corruption overtakes the world, much like Astraea, with whom she is sometimes conflated. The concept of Dike in ancient Greek thought refers to divine justice, but it carries layers of meaning that go beyond modern ideas of law or even retribution. It's both a goddess and an abstract principle central to the Greek understanding of cosmic and moral order. So let's talk about Dike as a principle of divine justice. One of the principles includes moral rightness. Dike is the idea of right conduct, harmony, and ethical balance. It reflects how humans should behave in relations to other and to the gods. Justice maintained by the gods. Dike isn't just law. It is the cosmic justice upheld by divine forces, ensuring that wrongdoing like hubris or violence or greed is punished and righteousness is rewarded. It's important to note that Dike, or divine justice, is not human law, nomos, as we know it. Human laws could be flawed or corrupted, but Dike was eternal, divine, and incorruptible. This divine principle is closely related to Themis. While Themis is the principle of divine order and customs, Dike is the execution or manifestation of that order, how justice is lived out in the world. Dike symbolizes the ideal of justice that transcends man-made systems. She reminds us that true justice requires, 1, ethical alignment, 2, respect for others, 3, cosmic balance, and 4, accountability before the divine. The Greek poet Eratus, in the 3rd century BCE, describes Astraea as the constellation Virgo, holding a sheaf of wheat in his astronomical poem, Phaenomena. He further mentions her as a daughter of Astraeus and Eos, the dawn, and notes that she lived amongst humans during the Golden Age, embodying justice and fairness. As humanity declined, she ascended to the stars. And I'll read you a small excerpt from Phaenomena. "The maiden, who in her hands bears the gleaming ear of corn, whether she be daughter of Astraeus, who men say was of old the father of Astra or the stars, or child of other sire, untroubled be her course." Astraea is said to have lived amongst humans during the Golden Age when peace, virtue, and harmony reigned. As humanity descended into greed and into violence during the Iron Age, the gods withdrew from the earth. Astraea was the last immortal to leave. She is the celestial virgin of justice and moral purity whose departure marked the end of an ideal world. I'm going to read to you now a very short passage from Hesiod's Works and Days that references Astraea. then to Olympus retiring, leaving the broad-wayed earth, wrapping their lovely forms in robes of gleaming white. Shame and Nemesis, abandoning men, will return to their lives amongst the immortals. And what will be left for mortal men are only the anguishing pains, but no defense against evil. In this passage, Hesiod describes how, during the Iron Age, the goddesses Shame, who's also known as Eidos, or Eidos, and Nemesis, they both withdrew from the earth due to the increasing wickedness of humanity. While Astraea is not explicitly named here, she is often associated with these goddesses and is said to have been the last to leave the earth, ascending to the heavens to become the constellation Virgo. In Metamorphoses, Ovid narrates the decline of humanity during the Iron Age, leading to Astraea's departure from the earth. Last of the ages of men came the race of iron. In that hard age of baser vein, all evil straight broke out, and honor fled, and truth and loyalty replaced by fraud, deceit, and treachery, and violence, and wicked greed for gain. Honor and love lay vanquished. Astraea, virgin divine, the last of the immortals, fled away. In his work Astronomica, Pseudo-Hyginus recounts the myth of Astraea's departure from Earth due to humanity's moral decline, leading again to her becoming the constellation Virgo. So these are common themes that we see in these Greek poets' works. Hesiod calls her the daughter of Jove and Themis. Errata says that she is thought to be the daughter of Astraeus and Aurora, or Eos, who lived at the time of the golden age of men and was their leader. On account of her carefulness and fairness, she was called Justice or Dike, and at that time, no foreign nations were attacked in war, nor did anyone sail over the seas, but they were wont to live their lives caring for their fields. But those born after their death began to be less observant of duty and more greedy, so that justice associated more rarely with men. Finally, the disease became so extreme that it was said the brazen race was born. Then she could not endure anymore and flew away to the stars. Valerius Flaccus, in his epic Argonautica, associates Astraea with the setting of the Pleiades and the onset of stormy weather, symbolizing her plea for justice. At no other season of the year does fiercer fear sway men's hearts, for then does Astraea, as the last constellation Virgo, urge her plea. Then does she implore Jove's or Zeus's anger against the nations, and leaving the earth, importunes Saturnus's star with her complaints. After leaving the earth, Astraea ascended to the heavens, where she becomes the constellation Virgo. The scales of justice she carried became the adjacent constellation Libra. Astraea is often depicted in art as a young woman. She's holding scales or a sword, symbolizing justice. She is sometimes shown with wings, representing her ascent to the heavens. Her image has been used in various contexts, including as a symbol of justice in legal iconography. Shown as a youthful woman surrounded by stars, often blindfolded and holding scales or a sword. In classical art, she's typically serene and radiant, unlike more stern depictions of Justice or Dike, who's also known as Justitia. Astraea's domains include the following: justice, innocence, purity, order, and divine retribution. Her symbols include the scales, stars, a shining aura, and sometimes wings. Her Roman equivalent is actually Justitia or Justitia, though Justitia becomes more heavily politicized in Roman law. Astraea represents the hope for a return to moral order, the dream of justice restored. In literature, she is often a symbol of lost innocence or ideal governance. In Nonus's Dionysiaca, he describes Astraea as a nurse or a caretaker for Bero, a goddess associated with the city of Berytus, which is modern-day Beirut. And this city is known for its law courts and its justice. And Barrow herself, this goddess who's associated with Beirut, she's said to be the daughter of Aphrodite. And Astraea raises her with nourishment symbolic of wisdom, law, and divine insight. So, how does Astraea help humans? As the goddess of justice, purity, and innocence, she offers help to humanity in a number of ways, particularly in the times of moral or societal decline. Her divine influence brings order, fairness, and hope for the restoration of balance. Here are some of the ways that Astraea can help humans. The first one is restoring justice and fairness. Astraea, as the personification of justice, brings harmony and fairness in situations of conflict. She helps in times when injustice prevails, offering the chance for truth and equity to prevail. She inspires people to seek truth and fairness in their personal lives and in their relationships and even in their communities. Number two, guiding the search for moral integrity. Astraea encourages individuals to live with integrity, uphold moral values, and act with purity. In times of corruption and dishonesty, her influence reminds humans of the importance of righteousness and ethical behavior. Number three, offering hope in dark times. Astraea's departure from Earth into the stars is symbolic of her eternal presence. While she may no longer live amongst the humans, her promise of divine justice continues. She offers hope. Even in the darkest times, even in the most troubled times, she hopes that justice will ultimately prevail. And number four, cosmic and spiritual guidance. As the constellation Virgo, Astraea's presence in the night sky serves as a guiding light for those that are seeking truth and wisdom. Her celestial role as a symbol of purity and innocence is an inspiration for those pursuing a spiritual path or a life of virtue. If you're interested in being an initiate of Astraea, how do you begin to worship her? So, worshiping Astraea would primarily involve seeking justice, purity, and moral alignment with the divine qualities that she represents. So, I'm going to list here just a few of the ways that you should consider worshiping her if you are interested in pursuing her further. Number one, let's talk about rituals of purification and reflection. So, if you are an initiate, you can engage in rituals that focus on purification of the body, purification of the mind, and spirit. These rituals include fasting, bathing, or, of course, meditative practices designed to clear away negative influences and designed to open a path for divine guidance. Astraea, again, is linked to purity, and aligning oneself with this principle is going to be the key to honoring her. Number two, let's talk about prayers for justice and fairness. The worship of Astraea often involves prayers, or at least invocations, asking for justice, whether in personal matters or within one's own community or for the larger world. Initiates may ask her for guidance in, let's say, ensuring that righteousness prevails, whether in legal matters, conflicts, or even moral dilemmas. Number three, acts of charity and compassion. In alignment with Astraea's associations with justice and purity, worship can also take the form of active service to other people, especially the disadvantaged, especially the marginalized, or those who have at least been wronged by society. Acts of kindness, acts of charity, and standing up for those without a voice reflect Astraea's values. And number four, contemplative practices. Practicing mindfulness or meditation to reflect on one's actions and life choices is an essential form of worship. Contemplation on justice, fairness, and purity, and the alignment of one's actions with these values in particular, would be a central practice for Astraea's devotees. What are some appropriate offerings for Astraea? Well, any offering that you would give to her would be centered around the themes of justice, purity, and truth. And number one would be white flowers. So, white flowers such as lilies, chrysanthemums, or even jasmine, these symbolize purity and innocence. And again, Astraea is associated with the concept of purity. So, offering these white flowers are fitting, or at least a fitting tribute. Number two, the scales of justice. Symbolic items representing the scales of justice, such as small replicas and drawings of a scale, even, would be appropriate offerings to Astraea. And these offerings, in particular, honor her role as the goddess of fairness. Number three, libations of water or wine. Water represents purity and cleansing, while wine could symbolize the gift of truth and the balance of life. Offering a libation, especially during a ritual or a prayer, would show respect and even devotion to Astraea. Number four, feasts of bread and honey. Very simple, unadulterated foods such as bread, which symbolizes sustenance and nourishment, and honey, which represents sweetness and purity, would also be appropriate for Astraea. And these offerings in particular would represent the sustenance of truth and fairness in life. Number five, meditative practices or even poetry. Since Astraea is also associated with wisdom and cosmic order, writing or even reciting poetry or prayers that are dedicated to justice or engaging in reflective thought on purity, even, can serve as a form of worship. Offering words that express your commitment to justice and moral purity honors her role as a goddess of this cosmic order. And lastly, number six, offerings for social justice. Acts of social justice, such as donating to charity, supporting human rights causes, or at least advocating for the oppressed, would be considered high offerings to Astraea. Remember, she embodies justice not only as a personal virtue, but as a force for good in society. Please remember there are some key principles in worshiping Astraea. Number one, integrity and truth. You can worship Astraea by striving to live truthfully and with integrity. Reflect on the choices that you make and how they align with fairness and justice. Moral purity. Keep your mind and your actions pure, staying away from deceit, dishonesty, and of course, corruption. Purity for Astraea can be understood as clarity of thought and even action. Hope for justice. Astraea's departure signifies a longing for the restoration of justice. In your worship to Astraea, acknowledge that even in moments of injustice, hope remains that justice will ultimately prevail. And lastly, symbolic reverence. Understanding her cosmic role, remember that Astraea is a divine presence of balance, even when her physical form is no longer on the earth. Her power can be invoked by cultivating the harmony that she symbolizes. A key myth surrounding Astraea is the prophecy of her return to Earth, where it is foretold she will descend from the heavens to bring forth a new golden age, restoring the world to harmony and ending human suffering. This myth really represents the longing for a revival of innocence and even justice in a world that is steeped in turmoil. Astraea was the last to leave when the earth turned very cruel because she did believe in our capacity for goodness. She is the spirit of divine justice, fierce truth, and sacred balance. Though she now watches from the stars, her light still calls to us. When we act with courage, when we protect the vulnerable, when we speak truth in a world that silences it, we walk in her footsteps. May we live in such a way that Astraea does not remain a memory of what was, but a promise of what can be.